public outreach. So we have four panelists total today. We're going to do a little bit different. We're going to have a short presentation and then a short discussion period just on that topic. I've got a couple of questions for us to all discuss, but we'll also see if we have time, if we can take a few audience questions. They gave us the big room, which is great. We have a lot of people interested in RAS in Maine. I do want to ask if you have a question about a specific project that you find the person from that company and you talk to them after, just because we have four people here from four different companies growing three different species. We have kept the topics to a very general how to help the RAS industry as a whole. We kept it to very general topics that we all have common interests in. So let me get the presentation up. Okay. So first, I'm just going to have our panelists give a quick hello, who they work for and a little bit about their background. I am from Ellsworth. I went to UMaine for my undergrad and grad. I did a project with Ian Bricknell. I'm more on the biosecurity and disease side for my research, but now I pretend to be a communications person. And I actually recently, along with the getting married, moved to San Francisco. So I now work remotely for Whole Oceans. I'm back every few months, but we are getting very close to breaking ground in Bucksport. And as we grow our team, I'm hoping to hire someone to do what I was doing here and be that kind of local face and that local contact. Okay. So you guys want to go ahead and next up? Just a, if you want, or just a quick hello, or...
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm with Megan Sorby. I'm with Kingfish Maine. We are kind of new to Maine, so we announced that we had identified a site in Jonesport just towards the end of last year where we hope to establish a 6,000-ton RAS farm growing yellowtail kingfish. We are currently, I guess, most of you were here in the morning, so I'm kind of repeating myself, so sorry. But we are currently operating at UMaine's CCAR facility, in starting up some hatchery operations and collaborating with our team in the Netherlands. So we've been operating in the Netherlands full steam ahead since 2015, and we're really looking forward to being here in Maine.
Hi, I'm Josh Emmerman. I'm with American Unagi. We grow eels, if that wasn't already clearly obvious from looking at all of us walking around all day.
Best t-shirts of the day.
Thank you.
Are you selling those?
We are not, currently. I've got a lot of requests for that one. We grow eels, and we are about to break ground on a facility in Aldebro in the spring, 240 metric tons. Quite a lot smaller than a lot of the other plant projects here today. But nonetheless, growing a native species, and our project is a little bit different in that we work with a wild caught fishery. We work in collaboration with a wild caught fishery to source our elders to grow our eels. So, that's what
happened. Good afternoon, I'm David Noyce. I work for Nordic Aqua Farms. We have two facilities in Denmark that grow yellowtail kingfish, so you see another friend here. And then we also have a facility in Norway growing Atlantic salmon, and we are in the midst of getting two facilities started here in the U.S., one in Belfast, Maine, the other one in Eureka, California. I have a degree in marine biology. We used to work at the Aquaculture Research Institute. Jen and I have known each other for a while, and that's about it on that. We'll chat a little bit more about the role of RAS.
And I believe you said earlier that there's a lot of yellowtail experience in the room. David, Josh, and I all worked together for Acadia Harvest here 4 years ago, which was the yellowtail incubator, small business incubation at CIPAR. So when you talk about how small the aquaculture industry is, you're always probably going to see something. So I'll jump in and answer some of
Yeah, sure.
Okay.